Hello, everyone. So tonight I decided to kind of do something that I always wanted to do. I saw this series on YouTube, I think like 13 years ago, and I want to be able to say the name of the series correctly, so I'm actually gonna do some research really quick. I should have already had this pulled up, but I bear with me. There have been a lot of issues trying to do this. Like, my vibrator wasn't working. The air conditioning was on. It's literally a thunderstorm going on, but it's like going on and off, so there's like random blasts of thunder and then nothing. So, yeah, I don't know. Anyway, his name is Clayton Cubitt, and it's on YouTube. Just to cite the source of the idea. And this is probably like a less cool version because. Let me just get into it because this is really rambly. So bear with me. Less cool version of what they were already doing, which is they had people reading and someone holding a vibrator on them. Unfortunately, there is no one here with me to do that. That would be kind of cool. So, I actually have a remote controlled device, and back to the little technical difficulties I've been having. One of those is that I can't get it to work on the app. Okay, now it's working. Of course. Cool. They have some settings already, so I can like follow patterns that were already made. I'm gonna pause here to kind of set this up, but when I come back, I'm gonna be reading. All right, I'm gonna tell you about the book I'm reading, and then I will start the vibrator. I was looking at patterns, and I can't really tell which ones I would like the most. So I'm probably gonna go with one that's like slower. They have interesting names though. The names kind of tell you what could possibly be going on. Yeah, like some of these just say slow to fast. 20 minutes maximum challenge. That, no, that's not happening for me because I at least want to try to read the book. This one says edge tease, no coming. Okay. Let's see. This one says like relaxed vibes. We'll start with that and we'll see how it goes. I think that one's good. Anyway, the title of the book is Philosophy, Pussycats, and Porn, and it's by Stoya, who was the person in the first video that I watched of Hysterical Literature. And also, I'm just a huge fan of Stoya. So, yeah. She laughs a lot in porn, and I really like that because she seems like she's enjoying herself. We'll see if I laugh. I'm a little nervous. All right, so this is a book of essays and also like pieces that she's written for like publication. So this one's a little bit short. Well, it's longer than most of them. It's like 2 pages. And I was kind of afraid to read because I was like, I was nervous that I was gonna mess up, but I feel like that doesn't really matter when you have a vibrator inserted inside of you. I think the mess ups are understandable. Anyway, enough ramble. Let's get to the fun. All right, I have it turned on. Oh. Okay. All right, I'm gonna start. Okay, I'm gonna start. The title is KGB. It was written in December 1st, 2014. I had a meeting that afternoon. The coffee was very good. I drank too much of it. Okay. By the time I walked the handful of blocks to KGB Bar, I was shaky. My bones and skin felt cold. My muscles and tendons and blood burned in comparison. I'd say I was feverish, but I prefer to avoid gothic romance novel territory. When I got upstairs and poked my head into the bar, I didn't recognize anyone. The closest seat to the door was open, so I sat in it and looked ceilingward. Shiny tin showed through chips in the matte black paint. The canopy of the closest light fixture dangled askew. The room glowed red. Friends started to trickle in. They found me staring up with wide eyes and a tense mouth. I was nervous. One asked, "How could I be?" I had already been asking myself the same question. There's this frantic tension I get before any performance. If it were diagrammed, it would be an asymmetrical cartoon starburst. Self-doubt is in there for sure. A bit of imposter syndrome. Oh, fuck. If it weren't diagrammed, it would be an asymmetrical. I already read that. Oh my god. I already read that. A bit of imposter syndrome branching off of the doubt. Some healthy fear, an ingrained habit from live aerial shows where overconfident sloppiness could lead to severe injury. Oh, fuck. Aerial acrobatics is the only work I've ever done that required me to sign liability waivers and have my own special insurance. I believe that tangled, spiky mess means you still give a shit. Okay, it's getting lower. Oh, just kidding, I spoke too soon. I do love this panicked feeling. Maybe in the way I imagine people who love roller coasters enjoy that moment before the terrifying drop. I can't say for sure because I don't like roller coasters at all. If I'm going to freak out, my sympathetic nervous system, I prefer to do so with real stakes. My metaphorical heart career, actual physical well-being. What? I don't even think that made sense. Did that make sense? I don't know. This is hard. On to the part where I directly contradict myself. Most work involving cameras has safety. Oh, fuck. Has the safety net of editing. You have multiple takes or a series of still photos to choose from afterwards. Any awful or awkward moments can be left to die on a hard drive. The stakes are lower because of this, but then higher again because whatever doesn't die on those drives is public record for as long as the internet exists in any form resembling its current one. I'm actually not processing any of these words anymore. I think I'm gonna try to pick something more challenging. Not, I'm gonna continue reading, but I feel like I could go a little bit harder. I say that, and I'm really nervous about the outcome. All right. This one just seems like really sinister. It says multiple orgasms, and it is in all caps. All right, let me remember where I was. I'm gonna read like two sentences and then start it. With live performance, there are no second takes, but also less documentation, unless someone is hiding a cell phone in their jacket and then stealthily recording. I've been performing for live audiences long enough to have built up a series of quirks and routines that serve as a coping crutch before live shows. I just started. Fuck. Oh my god. Okay, this is gonna be a journey. Reading a personal essay in a room full of strangers. Oh. I had never done it before and didn't have a single appropriate trick up my sleeve to calm myself. Having never done it, I didn't know how to productively direct my panic. And the room did fill, becoming what a person who goes by fuck theory on Twitter later described as a steamy room on whiskey. A steam room on whiskey. Oh, who the fuck cares? Good God. Oh, fuck. They were definitely not wrong. As the temperature. I'm gonna go for like putting it on my. Fuck. As. Oh fuck. Fuck. Oh my god. Fuck. To say before I just went and did it anyway. Sorry, I still had like a bit more to read. I was about to say, what was I gonna say? Jeez. I was about to say that I was gonna put it on my clip because after a while, internal stimulation doesn't really work for me. Fuck. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm gonna keep doing this, and maybe slowly over time, I can get different vibrators. This is the only one that I have, and it actually doesn't really work for me because it's a little bit too strong for my clit, and internally, like, I don't know. The mechanics are off. But one of these days, I'm gonna get one that works really well for me, the way that I need it. But I'm gonna keep this series up. It's really fun, and there's so many great passages from this book, so I'm just gonna keep it up. All right, I'm in a bit of a daze. So, yeah, I'm gonna go. Bye, I guess.